54. Contemplation. When his thoughts are brought into a stilled condition and his awareness fully introverted, a state resembling sleep will supervene, but unlike sleep, it will be illumined by consciousness. Memorable are those minutes when we sit in silent adoration of the Oversoul, knowing it to be none other than our own best self. It is as though we have returned to our true home and rest by its hallowed hearth with a contentment nowhere else to be found. No longer do we possess anything, we ourselves ineffably possess. When he has achieved the capacity or gotten the grace of sitting in the unbroken stillness of a perfect contemplation, he will feel a loving sweetness indescribable by human words and unmatched by human joys. The stillness has magical powers. It soothes, restores, heals, instructs, guides, and replaces chaos and tumult by orderliness and harmony. In this condition, with the mind shifted away from sensory experience into a fixed self-absorption and stilled to the utmost degree, the meditator may be said to have mastered contemplation. Even in the midst of bodily sufferings, he will still keep and not lose this beautiful serenity of mind, and he is able to do so precisely because he is able to differentiate the flesh from the mind. Inevitably, it must counteract, even though it may not obliterate, the body's pain. It is the greatest good fortune to attain such serenity, to be lifted above passion and hatred, prejudice and fear, greed and discontent, and yet to be able to attend effectively and capably to one's worldly duties. It is possible to reach this state. The seeker may have had glimpses of it already. Someday, sometime, if he is patient, he will enter it to stay, and the unimaginably rewarding and perfect purpose of his life, of all his lifetimes, will be fulfilled. The deeper he plunges in meditation, the less does worldly life appeal to him when he emerges from it. The old incentives which drive him begin to weaken.